Our help is in the name of the Lord, who has made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord, in communion with the Holy Ghost. Amen. Congregation, let us sing from Psalter 279, stanzas 1, 2, and 3. Established in the highest heavens, the Lord has set his throne, and over all his kingdom rules, for he is God alone. 1, 2, and 3 of Psalter 279.
Earth. And in Jesus Christ, his only begotten Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost. I believe in Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. We repeat Luke 1, beginning with verse 26 to 38. And in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came in unto her and said, Hail, thou that art highly favored, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. And the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb, and bring forth a son, and shalt call his name Jesus. He shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. Then said Mary unto the angel, How shall this be, seeing I know not a man? And the angel answered and said unto her, The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. And behold, thy cousin Elizabeth, she hath also conceived a son in her old age, and this is the sixth month with her, who was called barren. For with God nothing shall be impossible. And Mary said, Behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word. And the angel departed from her. Thus far.
Let us try to pray and ask for the blessing and help of the Lord. Almighty and eternal Lord, thou dost give unto us again the ability to be together in thy house upon this thy day for a second time, that it may be in our hearts as a thanksgiving, because it is an undeserved blessing, that it may be felt and seen to be so. Thy servant did say, Lord, I have loved the habitation of thy house, the place where thine honor dwelleth. And it is the desire of thy children, when thou dost give that new birth, the life of thee in their soul, that they may be under thy word of truth, and that they may be given to enter a little into the mysteries of thy kingdom, of thy grace. The secret of the Lord is with them that fear him, thy servant did say, and thou wilt show them thy covenant. O that thou may give us, O Lord, to enter a little into that secret in this afternoon hour, that we may be given that knowledge from above, that wisdom from above, that may enter into the blessed mysteries of the kingdom of God, that thou dost hide from all the wise and the prudent of this world, and that thou dost reveal unto the babes, and thou knowest where that they are also among us, who do long after thee and thy kingdom. Lord, that thou may fulfill the desires that thou thyself dost plant, for thou knowest that it can be a great darkness. But thou sayest, who is he that feareth the Lord, that walketh in darkness, that hath no light? Let him trust in the name of the Lord and stay upon his God. Or that it may be experienced also in this afternoon hour, that there may be a little light in the midst of the darkness. For the darkest part of the night that is just before the dawning of the day, that thou may give it to be experienced also among us, when there are those that cannot see the way, that do not know how that they can be united unto thee, that do not know how that sin, that evil, that transgression, that iniquity, that guilt, that corruption, that it can all be conquered. O Lord, that thou may thyself arise for them, for thou art a fountain that is able to wash away all the filth and all the guilt and all the iniquity. Thy grace that is as wide as the ocean. And then there is sufficient for each and every one, both young and old. And then there is sufficient from the first of our existence unto the last breath that we do take here in this world, wherein we bring forth nothing but iniquity. Oh, that we may be given to view thee, O Lord, and when thou wilt show thyself a little through the lattice, and that we may be given a little of that blessed rest and that peace that belongeth unto the children of God. Oh, that thou may raise thyself in our estimation. For by nature we have no need of thee more, we despise thee. And we will have not thee to reign over us. O Lord, we beseech thee, awaken us from our death sleep, young and old together. For we hope in this week to commemorate thy coming into this world. But we have no desire and no need for it from our side, unless thou wilt work it both for the first time and also by renewal. Make thy people ashamed, for we can do nothing but wander away from thee, and we leave thee days without number. But O thou great shepherd of thy sheep, wilt thou bring back again and restore into thy fold and into thy blessed communion, that there may be a blessed eating and a drinking and a blessed satisfaction for the meek. Wilt thou look upon all the needy, that the needs in this life may draw to thyself, because it is a wilderness here below, and we do eat of that which we have deserved. Thou knowest all our sin, and yet thou dost say that those that are needy, that they may draw nigh unto thee.
and thou art their helper. Oh, that they may experience it also in this lifetime and again. And all the natural ways, the afflictions, the trials, the tribulations, which are so many in this world, not only suffered by the old, but also by some that are even so very young, that thou may give in all these ways to remember their Creator in the days of their youth, and that thou may bless and sanctify the many callings that are coming unto us and unto our children, and to prepare us to meet thee in peace and in righteousness. Make us upright before thee. Take away all the hypocrisy that lives, that dwells, and that flourishes in our hearts. Oh, that thou wouldst give us the single eye, thy name to glorify. Wilt thou strengthen us for the labors of our hands? And remember all those that bring thy word do increase their number. And wilt thou bless that word over the length and breadth of the whole world amongst Jew and Gentile. And that thy kingdom may come, thy will may be done, thy church gathered in. Because thou art coming again to judge the quick and the dead. As we can hear thy footsteps all around us, that thou wouldst give us to hasten then for the sake of our life, remember thou, all that rule and reign over us, give them that tender fear of thy name. We can give it not to ourselves and not to our brother in this world, but thou art able, O Lord, that the rulers in this world may bow their knees before the God of heaven and of earth, that the judges of this world may fear thy name and bring thy commandment unto the judgment seat, and that all men may fear before thee. Remember thou also our school and all that is connected with it. O Lord, wilt thou remember the judges that must make a decision? Wilt thou give unto them to fear thy name, and that thou thyself would favor us in the cause that we bring before thee continually? We do not deserve it, but Lord, thou knowest all the needs. Remember fathers and mothers, and when it is our own sin that thou wilt have us to see, could it please thee then to open it unto us and give us a heart to flee from it? Look upon us in this hour. Oh, be thou in the midst of us, because else the word that will be unto us as a dead letter, oh, that it may be a living fountain by the operation of thy Holy Spirit to him that must speak and to all that may listen, and that thy presence maybe feelingly and believingly in the midst of us, undeservedly, for Jesus' sake. Amen.
While your offering is being received, we'll sing from Psalter 194 all the stanzas. His wide dominion shall extend from sea to utmost sea, and unto earth's remotest bounds his peaceful rule shall be. The last collection today is for the Blue Book Sermon, Psalter 194, all the stanzas. beloved congregation. The Lord appeared unto Habakkuk and said to him, write the vision and make it plain upon the tables. Thus, boys and girls, he had to write the word of God. He had to write it down, what the Lord had spoken unto him. And why? Because the Lord said that vision that is yet for an appointed time. That means that vision, what he wrote, that was not to come to pass immediately, but it was to come to pass later. Why does anyone say what will come to pass later? Why does your mother, children, your father, they say something that will happen later? That is to work in you hope. Because hope, that has to do with the future. Thus, you are looking forward to something that is going to happen, that is going to come in the future. And so the Lord said to Habakkuk, it had to be written down. It was going to happen in the future, that he that runneth may read it. Thus, is there anything in the word of God which has worked in you hope, that you are looking forward to its fulfillment in the future? Because that is the reason that the Lord, he has given to us prophecy. And those people, they are waiting, but those people, they will not always be waiting. No, the time that will come, that prophecy that shall be fulfilled. Because what does the Lord say? But at the end, it shall speak, and it shall not lie. Thus, we can read in God's word that there were those that said, where is the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of the creation. Said, because it took a long time, and they said it was not going to happen. But then we read God's servant, he says, this they are willingly ignorant of, that the earth that then was by the word of God standing in and out of the water, was by the word of God only. And it was 120 years that the Lord has given Noah to preach. And then it came, the Lord. He has appointed a time for everything. There is a time, Solomon says, for every purpose and every work under the heavens. And therefore, Habakkuk says to that waiting people, he says, though it tarry, wait for it, he says, because it will surely come and it will not tarry. How many years, children? 4,000 years in the Old Testament. You say, that is a long time. But the day finally did come. And that day for his people that are waiting, whose hope is on the Lord his God, that day that will come. How do we know? Because those that wait for him, they shall not be made ashamed. That is the word of the Lord. And we may consider that in this season. Let us consider, therefore, out of the word of God, in this hour with his help, Luke 1, verses 30 through 33. Luke 1, verses 30 through 33. And the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb, and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. He shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David, and he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. So far, the words of our text. The imminent advent of the King revealed first to whom this revelation was made, and second, of whom this revelation was made. The imminent advent, that means, children, the immediate, it is imminent, it is coming very soon now, the immediate advent, the coming of the King revealed, first to whom this revelation is made, and second, of whom this revelation is made. Thus, for what was the church waiting for 4,000 years? Well, you say they were waiting for deliverance. Are you waiting for deliverance also? Who waits for deliverance? Well, those who cannot deliver themselves. Is it not so, young people? Can you find someone who can deliver himself that will wait for someone else to deliver him? No, that is that church that has been waiting for those 4,000 years. What is that deliverance? Well, what has the Lord promised? We heard it. The Lord has promised already from the beginning that he was going to bruise that head of that serpent. That serpent has never been quiet, not from the beginning. He has been wreaking havoc within that church of God ever since that first day of temptation and the fall. That is the mortal enemy desiring the death of the true church of God. Going about, we read, seeking whom that he may devour. 4,000 years, the church has experienced that they were no match for this enemy. Weak against his persecutions, weak against all his temptations. Is that also your experience? The children of Israel, what power did they have when they were in the land of Egypt to throw off this bondage and to come out from under that grip of Pharaoh and his servants who desired nothing and who purposed nothing else but the extinction of that whole nation? David found himself weak. He was a mighty king. None of the nations could stand before him. But in the day of temptation, he was weak. That is now part of the curse that is left to man. Because what did the Lord say? He said to Satan, Thou shalt bruise his heel. And thus the Lord is permitting him yet to bruise the heel of Christ. That is not only to touch him in his heel, but also that he may bruise the church as the heel of Christ. But there is one thing that Satan was not promised, and that was the victory. Sin and the work of temptation that was never to be permitted to gain the victory over the church of God, that has never lain in the decree of God from all eternity, and the time that had finally come now, that the Lord was going to fulfill his purpose, that he was going to fulfill his word, his promise. That had to be. That had to be. Why? Because God is not a man that he should lie. He is not the Son of Man that he should repent. And therefore, what do we read? And in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God into a city of Galilee named Nazareth to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came in unto her and said, Hail, thou that art highly favored, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. We say in the first place, to whom this revelation is made. Is that important? Indeed, that is important. Why? Because the revelation of the Lord that is not made to everyone. No, the revelation, there are two revelations of the Lord. Or two senses, we may better say, that the word revelation is used. That is the revelation of his word in an objective way. That is a revelation that does not come to everyone in this world, but it is coming unto those who the Lord in his sovereignty permits and allows that word to come, and to all others it will not come in his sovereignty. And who shall say unto him, What doest thou? But there is another way the word revelation is used. And that is the blessing upon that word. When the Lord is revealing himself in the life of his own children, is that now also your desire? Because when there is no light upon that word, and when it never is brought into our own heart in a personal way, what do we read in the Word of God? Solomon says, I saw the wicked buried, who had come and gone from the place of the holy, all his life long, come and gone and sat in these places in the house of God, and heard it over and over and over, that objective word of the Lord, and maybe even how that the Lord, he converts his people, and he was buried as a wicked man. A wicked man. No light that has ever shined into his heart in a personal way. Never saw the blessedness of the true children of God. Oh, is there a cry? Is there a need? Also in this season, when that light has shined in the midst of the world, and when we hope to commemorate the shining of that light, that there is a need in our heart that says, Oh Lord, that I may see him, that I may see his beauty, that he may become precious also unto my soul, that he may be suitable also unto me,
that my children, that my grandchildren may be given to see their need also for Him, and that that blessed fountain of living waters may be also for us to wash and to be cleansed within, to whom that it is revealed. Is that important? Oh, indeed, that is important. Who is this Mary? She does not belong to the high. She doesn't belong to the mighty and to the noble that are in this world. Where did she live, children? She lived in Nazareth. Well, Nazareth, we read, shall there any good thing come out of Nazareth? Thus it was a place that was despised by the people of that day. It was a place that was on the edge of the land. That was not a place that was known for great learning. No, Mary lived just in Nazareth. Indeed, she was of noble descent. Indeed, she was of royal descent. She was of, we can read, the house of David. But that was now a family that has been laid so low that nothing could be seen of this royalty anymore. And why? It was because of their own sin. Because they had departed from all the ways of the Lord. And the Lord, He has laid that house low. Is that not now the picture of God's church? Are they not also of noble descent? Of royal descent? Was He not created as a king? And given dominion over all of the creation? Was He not made in the image of God? Was it not His own sin that has brought Him, that has laid Him so low? Now to this Mary, the Lord is coming. And the Lord, He is speaking. And the Lord, He is revealing Himself. Is that not a wonder? It was a wonder to her. What do we read? And she was cast in her mind. What manner of salutation this should be? She could not understand it. Highly favored? The Lord is with thee? Blessed among women? Can that now be a message that is spoken unto me? Is that all now coincidence? That the Lord, He is appearing to such a woman as Mary is? Is that now a coincidence that the Lord, He is being born in such a womb? Congregation, is there anything such thing in the world as coincidence? There is none. Do you believe that? There is nothing that is taking place, not among the highest, not among the lowest, of all in this world that is taking place outside of the governing hand of the Lord. Thus we have here a declaration. We have a declaration of who that true church is, even unto the end of the world. Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. Incomprehensible words. Who says that? Children, Gabriel, it is the same angel. We heard of him before. He has come to whom? He has come to Zacharias. And he has spoken to Zacharias. And now Gabriel, he is sent again into this world. And now he must go to Mary. He comes. Actually, it is nothing more than a continuation of that same work. And he comes with that same blessed message. It is a message that says, fear not, Mary, for thou hast found
favor with God. Who can fathom that? Oh, do you ever desire that, young people? Do you ever feel that you are out of the favor of the Lord? Did you ever see what sin has accomplished and does accomplish in your life? Do you ever feel something of the displeasure of the Lord? Do you ever desire that you may be brought back again into His communion and into His favor? Then they are wonderful words. Thou hast found favor with God. What does Paul say? If God be for us, who can be against us? What is thou now more to seek in this world? Houses and riches and palaces in this world? Is any of this greater than favor with God? This favor, that is the portion of the entire church. Every single one of them. Both young and old, there is not one accepted. And it is on the same basis as that favor that was coming here unto Mary. But Mary, she is also favored as an instrument. She will be an instrument in the hands of the Lord for the bringing about of the blessed decree of the Lord concerning the salvation of His own church. Thus it is now time for the Lord to fulfill what He has spoken so long ago. And therefore we read, and behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son, and shalt call His name Jesus. The more Gabriel speaks, the more of the word that is revealed unto Mary, the more also the blessings multiply, the more also the riddles, the more also the questions, they are multiplying in the heart of Mary. Conceive? How can that be? That is not, we heard of Zacharias' unbelief. This is not unbelief in the heart of Mary. But Mary, she just simply cannot understand how that this is to come about, and therefore she is not rebuked. You remember Zacharias, he was rebuked, right, children? But we don't read a rebuke for Mary. No, because Mary is seeking instruction. You are not rebuked when you seek instruction, are you? Maybe your friends or other children, they laugh at you when you raise your hand and you seek instruction. Don't be afraid of them, because we have lost our knowledge. And the Lord will have you to seek that knowledge. And thus it is a good thing when you will admit how ignorant that you are, and when you will seek that knowledge, especially that knowledge which comes from above. And thus Mary, she is not rebuked. And the Lord, He will not rebuke you either. No. If you go on your knees, children, and you say, "Oh Lord, I am so ignorant. I do not know." Then the Lord, He can teach you. And the Lord, He delights in this. And so Mary's questions, they are not met with a rebuke, but they are met with a blessed, blessed instruction. Then the Lord reveals to Mary how that this is going to come to be. The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power power of the highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing that shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. Son of God. So now, Mary, she begins to hear about Son. Thus, that brings us to our second point. Who it is that is now revealed unto Mary. The Son of God, he said, is going to be born of thee. Thus, the Son of the woman is going to be the Son of God. Now, you know that Mary, she was not ignorant of the Bible. No, that was evident from the song that she sang unto Elizabeth later. Then she says, as he spake unto our fathers, thus Mary was knowledgeable of the prophecies that were concerning the Messiah that was to come. Or are we also knowledgeable because that same is revealed unto us and unto our children? Now when Gabriel is sent to speak about this child, then he is revealing something unto Mary that is in express agreement with the Word of God. That is such a help to Mary, because this revelation to Mary, you understand, will be a great wonder to her. She cannot understand it, and it is coming to her in the lowliness of the estimation that she has concerning herself. But the Lord, he is only confirming his own word with the word that he is revealing unto her. So that word is already to her an object of faith. And thus these two things, they are united one with the other. And that is now a great help, that Mary, she may believe the word of the Lord. Because you read after that she says, be it unto me according unto thy word. She receives it. If the Lord will reveal himself in your life, then it must be according to the word of God. If you cannot find it in the word of God, then you must put a question mark behind it, to ask yourself, is this now really from the Lord? Or is this just something out of the imagination of my own thoughts, my own heart? The Lord, he is always using his own word when he is revealing himself. Now, what does it mean to be revealed? Well, that means that something is opened up that was before covered. Thus, children, just like a great covering that is taken off of something you cannot see, and then all of a sudden you can see. That is what now the word reveal means. And that is also how that is now experienced in the life of God's children. Already from the beginning, we can read that Savior, he was revealed as the seed of the woman. We heard that. Thus, his human nature that was early made known, but later also his divine nature was made known. Because his name that shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God. His name shall be called the Everlasting Savior, the Everlasting Father, Thus, he is revealed later also to be the divine person, his divine nature. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel, God with us. Thus, Mary, she receives a great help to faith that already existed in her heart in the new revelations that are made unto her. But now there is more. Because Gabriel, he speaks especially about the kingdom. He says, and he shall be great and shall be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David, and he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. So, here Mary Gabriel is speaking unto Mary about his kingdom. Now we know that Mary, she was not ignorant of the fact of her own royal descent, that she was of the house of David. She was not ignorant of the fact that the Messiah, Israel was looking for, that he also was to be of that seed of David. And he shall reign over the house of Jacob. What does that mean? That means that he will be their king. That is, over against the king of another nation, over against the king of other nations, but he is going to reign over the house of Jacob. Well, what is now the difference whether he was their king or our king? Well, you say that makes all the difference, doesn't it? Why? Because a king, he is looking out for his own subjects. That is for whom he stands. And that king, he will deliver those subjects. He will protect those subjects. He will rule over those subjects. He will provide for those subjects. Thus, when it says that he shall rule over the house of Jacob, that means that it is all, that is entire rule, that is going to be for the benefit of that house of Jacob. And he shall be great, we read. Thus, he shall be greater than all the kings of the earth. He shall be the King of kings. He shall be the Lord of lords. But he shall be also called, we read, the Son of the Highest. That is, that he shall have no power lacking to him. He shall have no glory lacking to him, because he shall not only be a king of kings, but he shall be a divine king. Neither shall he ever be able to be overthrown, because he shall reign over that house of Jacob. How long? How long, children? What does it say? Forever. Forever. And his kingdom that shall have no end. What does that mean? That means that it speaks here not just about a temporal kingdom, but it speaks here about a spiritual kingdom. All the things that are revealed about this king, a great comfort, a great hope for Mary, and not only for Mary, but the church in that time, and the church also of today. But we are going to sing first, 241. 241, 1 through 4. My song forever shall record the tender mercies of the Lord. Thy faithfulness will I proclaim, and every age shall know thy name. 1 through 4 of 241. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb, and bring forth a son, and shalt call his name Jesus. Our children know what the name Jesus means, right, children? You say that name that means Savior. Who gave him that name? It was not his mother, it was not Mary. Joseph did not give him that name. No, but Gabriel, the messenger of the Lord, who was from heaven, he gave the message of God himself. Thus, it is a message from his father. His father gave him that name, and he calls him Jesus. That is the will of the Father, that he should be what? That he should be Savior. Thus, when he speaks about a king, then that king will have a very special task, and that task will be deliverance. Deliverance. Who needs to be delivered again? You will not forget it, children, your whole life long, will you? Who needs to be delivered again? Those who cannot deliver themselves. And now the Father, he has given this name unto his own Son, that he will be their deliverer. And now it says that his kingdom that shall have no end. Do you know what that does? That brings us forward in the time from 2,000 years ago when that angel Gabriel was speaking unto Mary, and that brings us to today. That brings us to this day. It brings us to this very hour. He was born in Nazareth, that is in Galilee. It is called Galilee of the Gentiles. It will not be for that nation alone. Thus, that brings us not only to today, but it brings us also here into our place. Is that not a wonder? And of his kingdom there shall be no end, because there is a church that is in great need of this king. For what? For deliverance. But do you also need him for deliverance? We read that he reigns over the house of Jacob. Is that not also such a great wonder? Because it is testifying of his favor toward that people, that he is reigning over them, not that he may condemn them, but he is reigning over that people for their good, that he is looking for the welfare of that kingdom in the midst of that crooked and perverse generation amongst whom that they dwell. Thus there was a time that David said, O Lord, why hast thou forgotten me? You say that too sometimes. That is not true. That cannot be true. That the Lord, he has forgotten his subjects. What do we read? That angel said to Mary that the Lord God was going to give unto him that throne of his father David. Thus, that throne that is a gift, that is a gift of the Father, and all of those subjects, even to this very day, in that spiritual kingdom, they are all gifts of the Father. Do you think that the Son does despise that gift? Do you think that he can forget one of the members, one of the subjects of that kingdom? Can a mother forget her sucking child, that she will not have pity on the son of her womb? Yea, they may forget, yet will I not forget thee, saith the Lord. Oh, they are subjects, Mary. They are subjects in my kingdom, that true church. They may glory in the might and in the power of that king. Why else would the might and the power of this king even be revealed? But what do we read? He shall be great, and he shall be called the Son of the Highest. Thus he shall be the Son of God himself, equal in might, equal in power, equal in glory. And what enemy? What enemy then is able to stand against him? Oh, the time that it come, that he was going to bruise that head of Satan, that he, that instigator of sin, and he manifested that power over that prince of darkness when he was on the earth, that he delivered men out of his power who could not deliver themselves out of his power. And those devils, well, they had to beg him, didn't they, children? We read they besought him that they may go into that herd of swine. They could do nothing outside of his will. Nothing. Why? Because he is on the throne. Thus, they cannot take one step unless they ask. And so that people, they are not just left over to his power, although they often fear him. But where must they go when they fear him? Well, then they may go to the king. They may go to the king. And they may ask the king if the king will put him away a little. He has put him away because he went upon that tree, and there upon that tree, there he has cut off his head. There he has bruised his head. There he has taken away all his power. There he has taken away all his dominion and all of sin and all of the consequences of sin and the punishment that is due unto that people, even that death itself. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? He shall be great, and he shall be called the Son of the Highest. O, the church of God is surrounded by sin, inside, outside, surrounded by the world, surrounded by the temptations of the devil. What did David say? He says, I will now one day perish by the hand of Saul. And then they have to cry out and say, I have no might against this great company that cometh against me. But that militant church, they have a king. They have a king. He is the Almighty God, we read. His name that is called Jesus, that is the deliverer, the savior, to save whom, young people? You will remember, will you not? To the end of your life, always, those who are not able to deliver themselves, those who are not able to save themselves, what a king, what a might, what a power, what a glory. Or are you not jealous of that people that may have such a king? Because then there is nothing that is able to overcome that people, because everything is for their good. He is reigning over that house of Jacob. And for them, that grace that is as wide as the ocean. But you say, I do not only want to be forgiven, but I want to be I want to be delivered from that sin. I want to be changed. I want to be a new man. I want to be delivered from the practice of sin. I want to be delivered from that indwelling of sin. That is why this king, he is reigning over that house of Jacob, not only to give that people a commandment, but to take away the curse, and not only to take away the curse, but to actually lead that people. To lead that people to that place where he says, Father, I will that they may be with me where I am. And therefore he is ordering his providence in his kingdom. Everything in his providence to prevent the people from living out their sensual and their wicked purposes. That is why he hedges their way up with thorns. That is why he makes a wall that she cannot find her paths. That is why he calls for trials. That is why he calls for tribulations, for affliction. That is why he is laying a burden on that people, that he may prevent them from living out what lives within. And he shall reign over the house of Jacob. Lot says, I will go live in Sodom. He says, you shall not. And he burns it down. Jonah says, I will not go to Nineveh. He says, yes, you shall. Because he is reigning over that house of Jacob. Then he is governing that people who cannot govern their own spirit. Serve him with but fits and spurts in this world, bringing them back from that way that they are wandering, taking them by the hand and leading them back home again, seeking his servant Peter, who has wandered away from him, cursed and swore he never knew him. Oh, yes, you do. Oh, yes, you do know me. And Peter, I know you too. And restoring him unto that place among his own disciples. And he shall reign. He shall reign. It is his will that shall be done. There is not one of that house of Jacob that can go lost. That is impossible. He that touches them, they touch the apple of his eye. And he will not permit a single one of them to fall away. No, he says, sin that shall not have dominion over you, because you are not under the law, but you are under grace. Oh, that was now the experience of Peter. Therefore, he says, kept by the power of God, through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. That was his experience, not only. That is the experience of that true church congregation. Who is there now that says, we will not have this king to reign over us? The Lord Jesus spoke about such a people. We will not have this king to reign over us. We do not want to walk in his ways. We do not want to follow in his statutes. We do not want to do, children, his commandments. We hope to commemorate Christmas. Say that is a day of joy. That is right. That is a great wonder. That is a great marvel. But to whom? To whom? Because there are many outward things that take place in this world, but that is not a wonder to a man, except that he needs a king. That he needs a king. Except that it is a people who need a savior. Except that it is a people for whom sin is an enemy, for whom Satan is an enemy, and for whom all this has become a burden in this life, from which they are not able to deliver themselves. Oh, the house of Jacob, they had to learn by experience what it meant to depart from the Lord. But it is now this people only, for whom that revelation of Christ is made precious, who is, we read, the Son of the Highest. He is sitting on that throne of David, and he shall reign over that house of Jacob forever. Amen. O Lord of heaven and of earth, wilt thou teach us from above, because we are superstitious people, we are sensual, we are temporal, but we are not spiritual, unless thou givest us life. And now we look forward to the commemoration of the coming of thy only begotten Son. But for whom now will it be a wonder if thou wouldst come and reveal thyself? Oh, that thou may work among us, among young and old, and in thy people also by renewal, because they can only destroy everything, but thou art able to make it good. Remember us when we hope to meet together in this week, and wilt thou give us a desire to be together, and wilt thou give the ability to be together, and that thy word may have place among us. Do forgive, take away all of our many sins in speaking and in hearing. Bless thy word and receive our thanks for thy help, for Jesus' sake. Amen. 432, 1, 3, and 4. God, Jehovah, reigns. His are all domains. Tremble at his word, peoples who have heard of the power of him whom mid cherubim his great throne has taken. Let the earth be shaken. 1, 3, and 4. Psalter 432. Receive the blessing of the Lord and go in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make His face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up His countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen. Blessings.